Tonight we are having lasagna and sticky date pudding.
How many are feeding tonight?
Feeding 11 tonight.
Is that pretty standard?
Yeah, usually. Usually everyone's here, and even if they're not here, I have to make meals for them to take out to wherever they're going. And then I just cook for myself.
Isabella Britton's just 21. You'll find her hard at work in the kitchen on Alderley Station, 250 kilometres south of Mount Isa in northwest Queensland, where she cooks for about a dozen hungry mouths every day. But that's not all she does. Bella, as she's better known to everyone out here, is also a full-time university student and manages to post her recipes online via her Facebook page, What Bella Baked Next. Hello, I'm Lisa Herbert. Now, that Facebook page has become something of a kitchen tips hotspot, but to Bella, there's more to the page than just food. She's using it to connect to people and shine a light on her life in rural Australia.
What's the most difficult part about being a cook?
I think the most difficult part about being a cook is trying to keep it fresh, because you want to fall into a rut of making the same stuff all the time, but you have to... Like, I suppose I've been in the position where I was in the camp and I knew that I didn't want to eat the same thing every day, so I've got to put myself in their shoes and try to keep it fresh for them and try to keep them happy. Well, I try. That's the key word.
You're a student at the University of New England based in Armidale in New South Wales, and you study externally.
Yep.
Why not go to UNE full time?
Because I've tried living in town. Well, I was doing it externally, but I tried living in Townsville and studying, but my heart's not in town. Sorry, it's going to bubble. My heart's not in town anymore, it's in the bush, and I can't leave because it's just a part of me. I can't imagine myself being anywhere else. And it works for me because Frank and Ryder allow me 3 hours off a day, so I'd be silly not to. I've got a full-time job, I've got time to study, I'm doing a job I love, I can go down the yards. If I've been studying heaps and I've got a bit of spare time, I can go down the yards and help them mark calves or do whatever. It's just, yeah, it works. It's like a good work-life balance for me.
You're studying agribusiness. What do you want to be?
I want to go into export and just, like, sort of help negotiate, like, trade and stuff. I'm majoring in marketing and management. So, yeah, that is my primary interest. But I'd also be interested in, you know, doing something like working maybe with the government, like a government agency or something, like primary industries or... I'm not sure, but I would definitely love to get into export because I'm just very interested in it. I suppose being in... Because it just fascinates me when all these agents are coming and they're on the phone constantly negotiating deals and finding cattle here, there and everywhere to go and sell. And, oh, that just interests me so much, and I'd love to be involved in that.
Now, Bella, I found you on Facebook. What role does social media play in your cooking? It's a really interesting example of connecting with people miles away. You give out recipes on the Facebook page. Do you receive them as well?
Yeah, I receive recipes. People tell me that they can, you know, share recipes. Like, I posted a picture of me trying to crumb these lamb cutlets and I said, oh, I bloody hate crumbing things. And people came forward and told me all these different ideas of, like, making crumbing easier. And it just makes life easier. I don't know. It's great to connect with these people who have been doing it so much longer than I have.
So why did you start the Facebook page?
That's the main reason. I wanted to connect and I wanted to sort of show people what I was up to in rural Australia, because I think that... Some people just don't, like, city people. I've got a lot of city friends and stuff because I went to school in Townsville. I just don't think that they really understand what I get up to every day.
And what goes into cattle production. So they're obviously, you know, you've got a team of 10 ringers out there at the moment, but they have to be fed.
That's exactly right. I just wanted to share with them and show them what I'm up to. Like, I'm just passionate about living this way.
What makes a good cook?
I reckon love. Because I just imagine if I was eating it, I would want someone to respect the food and respect what I was about to eat. I think those fellas, they work very hard, I know they do, and I just want them to come home at the end of the day and say, like, you did a good job, Bella, thank you for doing that for me.
So the boys will be in for dinner within about an hour, they'll eat, they'll chat, then what happens after dinner?
Well, they'll probably come in, they would have had a few beers outside after they've been working very hard, and then, yeah, come in, have a feed. Usually sit down for quite a long time. Everyone talks. Like, I've worked at places before where you just come in, grab a feed and then go again. But here everyone wants to talk about each other's day and what they've been up to and share a yarn.
The most difficult part about being a cook 250 kilometres south of Mount Isa?
The most difficult part would have to be... Oh, it does get lonely in the kitchen.
And the best thing about being a camp cook?
oh, just the lifestyle. You can't beat it. Like, people, if you ever talk to someone that's lived in the city and they come out bush, they'll always say to you, the bush gets in your blood. And it's just true, because there's nothing, like, you can't compare it to anything. You can't compare the people to anything. You can't, the experiences, the lifestyle, your work ethic, everything changes when you come out here. And yeah, I love cooking, so I suppose that's where it fits in well for me, you know, cooking and living in the bush. But yeah, I won't be leaving anytime soon, really, that much.